Australian author Heather Rose is in New York this week for the US launch of her Stella Prize-winning novel, The Museum of Modern Love. Now, this isn't any old book launch. The event will take place in the Museum of Modern Art, with Heather in conversation with the performance artist Marina Abramović. I asked Heather to send us a voice memo from New York. Here she is.
As some of you may know who have read the book is staged and set around the artist is present, the very famous show Marina Abramović performed at the Museum of Modern Art in 2010 when she sat for 75 days and over 1,500 people over 75 days sat opposite her at a table in what is called the gaze, where she maintained eye contact with them for as long as they wanted to sit. And the novel is about the characters who were at the artist is present, who were touched by the artist is present, and whose lives were changed by the artist is present. And so, in a strange bit of art becoming reality, on Wednesday night, the book is being launched there in the atrium where the artist is present was staged, and I will be in conversation with Marina Abramović, who agreed to be a character in the book. And now the real Marina is going to launch the novel. So it's an incredible night that I'm so looking forward to. It's been a long time coming. I started writing the book back in 2005. So here we are 13 years later, and this wonderful, wonderful thing is going to happen.
Thanks to Heather Rose for taking the time out from her New York adventure to send us that voice memo. She's there with her children and her father. And the last time I checked in with her, she was on the hunt for a piece of American key lime pie. A few weeks ago, I told you about controversy with the Horn Prize, the $15,000 essay award for Australian narrative nonfiction. You might remember that the novelist Anna Funder and journalist David Marr quit as judges for the prize after a change to the rules for the competition that banned entries from writers writing about the experiences of a minority community if those writers were not members of that community. Now, that rule ended up being dropped, and this year's shortlist has now been released. The finalists for the Horn Prize are Claire G. Coleman, Melanie Cheng, Joy Goodsell, Daniel James, and Fiona Wright. And speaking of prizes, there's been a host of prizes, shortlists, and longlists announced in the last couple of weeks. Congratulations to the 14 Australian novelists who've made the longlist for the International Dublin Literary Awards, including Claire G. Coleman, who's having a very good week, to Jock Sarong, who's won the inaugural Staunch Book Prize for his novel On the Java Ridge. The Staunch is an award for thrillers that don't feature violence against women. Congratulations also to the children's author and illustrator Alison Lester, who has won the Melbourne Prize for Literature. You'll know Alison for her much-loved children's books, including Noni the Pony and Are We There Yet? She won the $60,000 prize for her body of work over 30 years, with the judges describing her as a national treasure. Speaking of treasures, the Australian writing community is remembering the life and work of Judith Rodriguez, who died this week at the age of 82. Judith was a poet, academic and publisher, and a visual artist too. She taught at La Trobe and Deakin Universities and was a poetry editor at Penguin for many years. She was also a humanitarian and an active member of PEN, the Worldwide Association of Writers. Here's Judith reading some of her poem, Moongalba, as recorded by the organisation Red Room Poetry.
Place holds the people. They wander, making a life. Place is inside them, staking its claims, reserving its treasures. What place? Maybe the space by a mother between her bed and the wall, or the backyards of her childhood. It may be an endless plain, with its secrets for living.
Judith Rodriguez there. And it's not just Australian writers who are mourning the poet. The Canadian author Margaret Atwood has tweeted how sorry she is to hear of Judith's death. And farewell too to the controversial Italian filmmaker Bernardo Bertolucci, the Oscar-winning director of films like Last Tango in Paris and The Last Emperor, has died at the age of 77. And Jason DeRosso will have more on his life and career on The Hub on Screen on Thursday.